Woodham & Son Southside Firestone. They're on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Quickly. Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
The radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The grandparents of the man accused in a shooting spree in Texas speaking out through a neighbor saying they're devastated.
He moved out of our house 6 weeks ago and has spent a few nights here while we were out of town.
The 21-year-old was staying with them in Allen, Texas, while he attended junior college.
The alleged gunman is being held without bond, facing capital murder charges in connection with the deaths of 20 people who lost their lives in the Walmart. Meanwhile, federal authorities are investigating whether the defendant authored an anti-immigrant online post.
Fox's Jonathan Serry in El Paso. We're learning more about the man who killed 9 people in Dayton, Ohio, early Sunday. 2 former classmates say Connor Betts was suspended during high school when he showed up with a list of female students he wanted to sexually assault, and suspended again when he compiled a hit list of those he wanted to kill. This is Fox News.
Are you tired of being overweight? Are you frustrated because you can't find a diet or supplement that really works for you? Are you ready for a revolutionary approach to weight loss from the makers of SlimFast?
I start with a delicious shake in the morning, and then I until lunch. Another shake, change my adult diaper, and I'm good to go until quitting time. Or as we call it around here, time.
Conventional weight loss programs call for exercise. Who has time for that? With Ultra Fast Diet Shakes, the only exercise you'll get is running for the can. Because new Ultra Fast from the makers of SlimFast combines known weight loss nutrients with a colon-exploding bacteria.
My wife can't believe the new me. In fact, she can barely find the new me. I've lost so much weight that starving Africans are now sending me food. Thanks, Ultra Fast.
New Ultra Fast from the makers of SlimFast. Weight loss so amazing, you'll
morning radio show whose characters are spacey, spaced out, and just plain space balls. With Greg Budell.
Why did somebody tell me my ass was so big?
Jay Scott.
I'm a mog. Half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend.
Emily Hayes.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog.
Hey, the Schwartz be with you.
And Rich Thomas.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders?
chicken.
So buckle your seatbelt because we're going into ludicrous drive. It's three men and a lady.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. Send me a kiss by wire. Baby, my heart's on fire. If you refuse me, honey, you lose me. Then you'll be left alone. Oh, baby, telephone and tell me I'm your own.
Check, please.
Welcome to Three Men and a Lady on the first day of school for many. We'll celebrate as we usually do. That's coming up right now at 6:11. Jay Scott has checked in.
Hey, Scott.
Emily Hayes is making a swam it.
Yay, fun.
And right now we start with the forecast with Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
The very first graphic on my video this morning shows Doppler radar estimates of weekend rainfall. Wow, what a colorful map that is. Now I realize that you could be in a town that got next to nothing. It's possible, but boy, oh boy, most towns got a lot. Our forecast for today calling for patchy dense fog in spots this morning. It looks fine right outside of our studios, and the airport is pretty good shape right now, but there are pockets of dense fog. Another very warm, humid day, high around 90, scattered to numerous showers and storms again, locally heavy downpours. More to go around than usual, and the storms will thin out tonight, low 74. Tomorrow, as the school starts for thousands, sun and cloud mix, not as many storms around, with a high around 93. Wednesday and Thursday, some more school districts start up. Only widely scattered hit or miss storms around, edging closer to the mid-90s with triple-digit heat indices again. Right now this morning, I noticed Prattville and Auburn have 2.5-mile visibility in fog, 6 miles out at the airport in Montgomery. So we have calm winds and broken clouds, 72 now, 613.
Good morning and welcome to Monday.
The weekend is over.
Mondays suck.
Yeah, no duh.
Got the blues so bad.
I've got the blues.
Man, I got the Monday morning blues.
Well, anyway, let's get back to work.
Now let's get back to work, hey?
Yeah, that's right. Let's get back to work.
Honestly, I'd rather not.
Well, too bad.
Too bad.
It's showtime!
Welcome to 3 Men and a Lady at 13 minutes after 6. This is a tradition. The first day of school has been for many years.
Attention parents, you may notice a slight change in your daily lives. If you find yourself cleaning the house only once a week, if you find you're not driving people to the mall once a day, if there seems to be an inordinate amount of money in your wallet or purse, if nothing has been broken recently, if no one is shouting, "Stop touching me," or if there seems to be an overwhelming sense of peace and relaxation, please do not panic. Your children have simply returned to school and are now destroying the lives of underpaid strangers. Thank you. You may now return to your alcohol and soap operas.
Do you actually know of some schools starting today? I thought the first ones start tomorrow, is it?
I know Montgomery County starts tomorrow.
Yeah. I don't know of any starting. Do you know of some starting today?
No. Okay. But maybe there is one.
Okay.
I misunderstood. Why would they start on Tuesday?
I don't know.
I know, right?
Because today's Labor Day? No, wait a minute. It's not.
Are we going to warm them up? Why don't we just start on Friday, then do the following Thursday?
Some schools start Wednesday, and that's odd, too.
Some start Thursday.
Well, I know.
We did that in Chicago, but it was the Wednesday after Labor Day. If I was in Chicago, I'd have another month of summer vacation.
How come you didn't go the Tuesday after Labor Day?
I think they wanted, assuming it was a long weekend, give people a chance to return from somewhere and get settled. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It's always been strange that way. I don't remember. I hate using the whole, like, oh, back in my day. I do not remember going to starting back to school in the middle of the week. I went to a private school, didn't go to public school, but I don't remember starting in the middle of the week. It was in August. It was like the week before Labor Day, which was strange because it's like we're going for a week and then we're going to have a day off. But we always started, I want to say, on a Monday.
Well, this is what's called an in-service day for teachers.
Oh.
So they get ready, I think.
Oh, teachers are definitely in school today.
Well, teachers get ready on Sunday by going to Costco and picking up wine. I think that's how they prepare.
Remember what
that's used, not an insult. We know you do
a
very difficult job, but you got to have some coping.
Remember what that used to look like when you saw a teacher picking up like some wine in the store? Mrs. Mrs. Johnson was buying wine.
Just running into teachers outside of school was a strange thing to behold. It was like...
I thought they lived at the school. I saw...
They're real people, too. Oh, my God. It's right. It's strange.
I remember I was at Walgreens with my mother, and Mrs. Murphy was in line. It was like, I've never seen this before. A teacher not in a school.
It's so funny.
That was a real beaver moment.
Some people see me in the store, and they go... Gosh,
you look like Rich Thomas.
You climbed out of the TV.
You're in the store. Yeah, well, my guy who usually does this is off today.
So. Yeah.
Is that how that works? I had the best. This weekend seemed like it was a week long to me because I did take Friday off, but I feel like I've been off for about 4 days.
Refreshing. You look refreshed.
Met and exceeded our expectations. We went to Warm Springs, Georgia. Told you for years, I've always wanted to go. It's less than a two-hour drive. Right. It is absolutely beautiful and charming there. So much so that we were actually looking up it on Realtor.com, places and stuff.
Oh, no.
Place to go write a book, that kind of thing.
Called Texting Eddie Bader.
It's not like North Carolina where it's so overbuilt that the prices for houses are in the $300,000-$400,000 range.
Right.
But the history, it is so overwhelming. But also, we stayed at a really nice place up on a ridge, so we had a beautiful view into a valley. And I spent Friday night watching this huge thunderstorm develop, move, rain, change colors, right. And I'm going to post a picture on Facebook.
That little appendage that you...
I think it was a funnel cloud.
Yeah, well, it could be.
Because it stayed in position for a while, and it changed size. It was small, then it got larger, then it shrank again.
I'm not saying it wasn't. It was just not a tornado situation, but it's possible, I suppose.
Well, the area was under a significant weather advisory, and the whole thing, look... You know, I'm sitting there. Mrs. Riddlebottle came out, and I told her.
It's coming right at us!
Take cover. And then it kind of started to rain itself out and slipped to the south of us, so we didn't get any rain. But it was cool, an amazing thing to watch. Gorgeous sunrise. And
I saw that sunrise.
Good food. The local people were nice. I'm going to have some of the folks we met on the afternoon show. Because it's so funny, we went to a place called the Bullock House, which a lot of folks, I posted a couple of pictures. Make sure you go to the Bullock House. Well, it's really one of the few places there is in Warm Springs, and it was great. There was an officer in there. I wanted to ask him some questions about, you know, what this... turns out this officer was the mayor of the town. The waitress that waited on us used to be married to him, and she used to be the mayor of the town.
Oh, yeah.
And now she's working at the Bullock House. It was, there was so much Mayberry in it, you know.
Did they serve breakfast to you at the Bullock House?
I don't think so. But I didn't pay extra. It came with the room. We got free breakfast at the Best Western.
There you go.
Yeah.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because that's part of their deal.
You get the honeymoon suite?
I don't know if they had one. But here's the funny part. When I was standing at the desk getting ready to check out, I heard her mention a presidential suite. So I may look into that next time. And you know, can I be... will you guys elect me president of the show for a couple days so I can...
So you can have the presidential suite?
Yeah.
I mean, are you not already?
I don't think they really give a damn if you're a president. And besides, if you're in Warm Springs, that's where FDR was, so they got to have a presidential suite.
Have you seen the presidential suite at downtown at Renaissance?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God.
What's it take to see that?
Oh, my God.
Money.
This is before they opened it. Somebody took me in there.
Oh.
It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable.
Wow.
Oh, what's her name? Oprah stayed there.
What's her name?
Yeah.
What's her face?
TV gal. Oh,
from
you know.
Chicago, you know, was on the 80s, 90s, gave everybody a car.
Yeah. Oprah. No.
Oprah.
Oprah.
She was on her...
Isn't a poop so freeing?
Tour. All right, 620 on News Talk 93.1 FM. For that Warm Springs, small town, Mayberry-esque service when it comes to your medical needs, let me recommend Adams Drugs. I get about a call a week from a listener who has switched and been so grateful for the effort that was made on their behalf, because at Adams Drugs, no matter which of the 12 locations you visit, you are not another face in a sea of customers in a box store. You're never going to get that kind of treatment. It's very personal, very caring, and they get to know you. And it's wonderful to walk into a place, everybody knows your name and you know theirs. That's my Adams Drugs location on Vaughan Road, east of Taylor. Fantastic group out there. Pharmacists will take the time to answer any questions you might have, and where you'll always feel appreciated. All your over-the-counter needs are there. And if you need a Diet Coke and a peanut butter cup, you could get one of those. And why not?
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Sometimes that's all you need to feel a little bit better. AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Local news at 6:22.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say at least $800 was stolen from the Moe's Barbecue in Cloverdale this weekend. The owner says someone wearing a mask used a brick to break in through the front door early Sunday morning. No arrests have been made and police continue to investigate the incident. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a deadly shooting. 22-year-old Markel Thomas is charged with murder and the shooting death of 40-year-old Derek Blunt. This happened just after 9:30 Saturday night in the 3400 block of Rosa Parks Avenue. And tobacco shops in Alabama can no longer advertise vaping as a healthy alternative to smoking. A wide-ranging law regulating vaping that passed in the legislature earlier this year went into effect Thursday. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Time for another unmotivated Monday. Today's forecast, complete apathy and disgust, with a good chance of leaving early. This has been Unmotivated Monday.
You know anything about leaving early? I haven't heard any rumors of you. It is 6:23. Rich has the timeline for the 5th of August coming up. And later on, the cheap and trashy.
Oh, boy.
Dog the Bounty Hunter with a situation. This will really be a skill test for him. We got your weekend box office. Do you know that they're... This is how good it is for Disney. They have $1.5 billion worth of box office gross in the top 10 this week. I don't know that's ever happened before. Yeah, they got four movies sitting in the top 10.
Lion King's doing better than what I thought it would do.
Much better. Me too. I'm kind of surprised there.
Yeah.
But they've all been huge hits. And they've
Except
really,
Dumbo was bad.
Well, yeah.
Dumbo didn't do too well.
Dumber and Dumber. JLF Random Facts next hour. We will have a $10 food outlet pop quiz, and I did make it to food outlet yesterday. Stocked up on the chicken. Did my chicken gram thing with Bailey.
Yes, we got it. Bailey's getting larger, and Leon's getting larger.
You say Bailey's getting bigger.
Leon's getting larger.
We're doing keto, and at least Dr. Sam is one coworker that always makes noise. He says, man, you are really losing weight. Because I am.
Yeah.
By the way, we're going to be talking about hot dog ice cream. Ice cream off the rails. Ice cream running amok with all these crazy flavors. That's ahead. But right now, the Bun Lake, the Oscar Mayer's are $2 a pack. The price on all meat at Food Outlet, depending on which cut of steak you buy, could be anywhere from $3 or $4 to $10 lower than it is at the chains. It is a eye-opening experience. So start saving real money and try Food Outlet. That's all I'm asking you to do. Just try it once, compare, and I think you'll make your big weekly grocery shop at Food Outlet. In Millbrook on Highway 14, Main Street in the preferred community, and that would be west of Highway 31.
Oh, so they lost their designation. It's
well, I heard it's gotten very slow there. Okay, recently. We'll see. And of course, on Coliseum Boulevard, Montgomery, where a certain dog gets Bailey Grahams every Sunday from the chicken department.
That's right.
And you will save at Food Outlet. The timeline coming up next, 6:25.
Montgomery Skywatch is checking out the roadways as you get your Monday morning started, and things look good. It's a good time to be traveling. We don't have a lot of delays for you. If you're on the interstates, they're up at a speed limit ride. There's no big delays on the boulevard. Traffic starting to build up a little bit, and the 31s look great this morning. Let's be careful as we head into work. It's no fun when you come home and your pet has destroyed the trash. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pet in safe areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
United.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right, we also specialize in ductwork and airflow too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
You post, pin, blog, shop, share, like, tweet, and retweet. Now you can do it all and a lot more for just $24.99 a month. It's WOW's Internet 100. All the speed you need with no data caps. Act now and you can get Internet 100 for only $24.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement, auto pay, and paperless billing. Now that's something to post about and tweet and blog and email. Call now at 1-866-WOW-WAY-2. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 6:30 with the timeline for the 5th day of August, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 217th day of the year with 148 days remaining, this is National Underwear Day. Hopefully clean underwear. Hopefully you have underwear on. We are not going to check. It's National Oyster Day. I like that.
So does Millbrook. They eat more oysters per capita in Millbrook than any other town in Alabama.
Sometimes three times a day. National Doll Day and National Work Like a Dog Day. Are you going to work like a dog today, Bailey? Good dog. On this date in 1858, it's hard to believe the first transatlantic telegraph cable was completed 3 years before the Civil War, so they could actually communicate instantly with Europe. 1858.
1861, Abe Lincoln signs the first federal income tax into law. The 3% tax was applied to all incomes over $800. Boy, if you were making over $800, then you were a fat cat. 105 years ago, in 1914, the first electric traffic light was installed in Cleveland, Ohio.
Really?
That's why the Traffic Light Hall of Fame is there. Just kidding.
You're full of beanie weenies.
62 years ago, 1957, Dick Clark's American Bandstand made its debut on Philadelphia's WFIL. That'll Be the Day by Buddy Holly was the first song played. The show went full network not too long after that. 57 years ago, this is the day in 1962. I remember we were in the kitchen of my house, and we heard it on our AM radio, Philco Radio. Marilyn Monroe's housekeeper discovered Marilyn's nude body in the bedroom over Los Angeles' home. Death was ruled a possible suicide from an overdose of barbiturates. Mm-hmm. So that's the official cause of death on the death certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. 55 years ago in 64, Mel Brooks married Anne Bancroft. They were married until her death in 2005. Four kids in that marriage. Now our song of the day. Song of Summer series continues as we set the Wayback Machine 48 years. Summertime 1971. A couple of brothers, Carter Cornelius and Eddie Cornelius, along with their sister Rose from Venia Beach, Florida. Big one that summer. Made it to number 3. Come on, treat her like a lady on your timeline.
Oh, my friend, had that something they didn't understand. I get all the women in the palm of my hand. And I told them, treat her like a lady.
Yeah, it had another hit. Too Late to Turn Back Now.
That's a good song. Another good song. Those are good songs.
I love that.
We play them on Kiss FM.
Is that right? 1981 on this date. This is the day that Reagan fired 1,100 striking air traffic controllers. That was controversial, but he bluffed. I mean, they bluffed him, you know. On this date in 1983, a highly underrated movie called Risky Business was released. Tom Cruise, highly underrated with lots of funny lines in that movie. 36 years ago in 1983, David Crosby was sentenced to 8 years in prison for drug and firearms possession. He slept through most of the trial. He was paroled in 86. What a life he had. 27 years ago in 1992, Jeff Porcaro, the amazing drummer from Toto, dropped dead in his front yard. He was spraying insecticides. They thought for a while that the insecticides gave him an allergic reaction, which caused a heart attack. They found out later that his arteries were hardened from
Bolivia marching powder.
Yeah, lots of it.
Oh, no.
19 years ago in 2000, Obi-Wan Kenobi died. Sir Alex Guinness, the original Obi-Wan, died of liver cancer in England. 9 years ago in 2010, I remember this day, 33 Chilean miners trapped 2,300 feet below the ground. In an area where they were working that caved in on them, they were trapped for 69 days. That's got to be frightening. 2013, Alex Rodriguez of the New York Yankees is banned from the 211 games for, growth hormones. 2018, Charlotte Ray died at her home at a stroke at the age of 92. She was Mrs. Garrett on The Facts of Life and Different Strokes. Some birthdays today. Patrick Ewing is 57, NBA. Lonnie Anderson, who is Jennifer Marlowe on WKRP in Cincinnati, is 74 today. And Neil Armstrong, first man on the moon, would have had a birthday today. He died in 2012. By the way, his family got an incredible settlement on his death. Unbelievable millions of dollars settlement. You'll see that when you see that special. Countdowns. We're 27 days away from Labor Day weekend and SEC football. We'll start birthday season in 52 days. Thanksgiving on the table in 115 days. And Christmas Eve is 141 days away. It's my favorite day of the year, the Christmas Eve leading into Christmas. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas, coming up on TV.
Oh, I wish I had some hot chocolate.
would be so tasty. 'Cause if I had some hot dog flavored ice cream, nobody would want to share with me. Oh, I wish I had some hot dog flavored ice cream, sauerkraut instead of some whipped cream. Most people probably think that it's disgusting. That just only means there's more for me.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
We expected widespread showers and thunderstorms over the weekend, and we certainly got that. Today, another better-than-normal chance of showers and thunderstorms. Of course, not every town will be affected. You have to give that disclaimer. Patchy dense fog in spots this morning. Otherwise, today's high around 90. Storms fading out tonight, low 74. Tomorrow, as school begins for many school systems, sun and cloud mix, not as many storms, high 93. Wednesday and Thursday, more school systems get in the mix. Only widely scattered hit or miss storms. Temperatures edging closer to mid-90s with triple-digit heat indices rearing their ugly head again. Right now, some fog in spots. But otherwise, other areas are looking fine with partly cloudy skies and calm winds at 72 at 638.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Here's a quick way. In fact, I bumped into one of our listeners, and she said the first thing she does every morning is fix her radio so she can listen to us. We're her family in the morning.
I love that.
Wonderful lady.
I love that.
And we were talking about Masterfoam, because she has had that installed in her house.
Uh-huh.
And it is a very effective, as Rick Clark told me. He said, addicts that are equipped with the styrofoam insulation sprayed in save you a ton of money because it keeps the heat out. It really seals it. Having foam in those grooves in your attic really doesn't do much to keep the heat from penetrating into the bottom of your house underneath the attic. And that whole area has to be cooled along with the attic itself. And in the summer, without good insulation, that temperature can be 140 degrees. So your AC is not only fighting that, it's fighting whatever the temperature is in the rest of the house, and therefore your energy costs go up. So Masterfoam can cut those costs significantly. If you're planning on building a house, you should have it insulated with this, because you'll save from the get-go about 50%. If you have an existing home, call Wade Cannon at Masterfoam at 802-FOAM, 802-FOAM, and arrange to have an estimate done on equipping your home with Masterfoam so you can enjoy the savings too. That's 802-FOAM, or visit masterfoam.com. That's master-foam.com.
It's showtime.
And now we begin the wait. Discussing Cheapy Trashy's coming up. We'll be discussing ice cream off the rails.
When we teased the subject last hour on TV, Jalea was drooling, according to Ryan. She loves the idea of hot dogs, that hot dog bits.
I have some suggestions of my own for the ice cream industry. Why won't my email open up? What is it with this thing?
There it is.
Like I said, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer ice cream.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Well, in case you missed it, French has created a mustard-flavored ice cream, and now Oscar Mayer has fired back with their own ice cream.
Yeah, they just announced they're coming out with a new ice cream sandwich this month featuring two flavors of ice cream, one that is hot dog infused with candied hot dog bits. Gross. And one that's spicy mustard flavored.
I had to fix
Yummy.
My face. Yeah, I had to fix my face before we came back. I didn't want to come back with a scowl. But I was reading this and I was like, oh my God, that's unacceptable. Let's bring in 3 Minute Lady over at News Talk 93.1. This is a bunch of baloney. Good morning, guys.
I thought you liked it. Ryan was kidding last hour, huh?
You know that Ryan was lying.
You believe
like,
Ryan.
Does this look like the face of a woman that would eat hot dog flavored anything besides hot dogs?
I guess not. What do you think?
Well, I think the ice cream industry must be bored. But every year they on Ice Cream Day, which was recent, they come out with a survey of the most popular flavors. And big surprise, every year it's chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Everything else below that,
right.
Get you know, there are many options, and they keep coming up with new ones. Our friends at Bluebell always come up with, you know,
oh, wonderful
some great
stuff.
New stuff.
Yeah.
Bluebell's Mardi Gras ice cream, that was amazing.
That was very special. Mm-hmm. But this is incompatible food elements. I'm the chef in this group, and I'm sorry, but the idea of ice cream with...
You put some weird stuff on your food. Not that you make, that you make for yourself. You've told us about some weird things you put. Chili and I don't. What do you put on a peanut butter sandwich? I can't remember.
Way to out him, Jay.
Is that what this bit is all about? Outing me, getting
sure.
Put something weird on peanut butter.
Now I need to know what you put on the peanut butter sandwich. I feel like I kind of remember this.
What?
All right, you make an open-faced peanut butter and jelly, and then you put a slice. A thin slice of Velveeta cheese. You are worse than a small child who won't even try something.
Hot dog flavored ice cream sounds great.
You know how like on when Lay's was doing the potato chips and they were like, give us a suggestion. Probably suggested
peanut butter jelly
ice cream.
And cheese.
The dill
like the dill pickle and like the
Velveeta's not even cheese.
It's cheese product.
Velveeta is a bunch of chemicals.
Do you melt the Velveeta on the peanut butter or is it?
When my left headphone cup fell off, I re-adhered it to the headset with Velveeta cheese.
I believe that.
A great adhesive property.
Multifunctional.
Yeah. I believe it.
This reminds me of the newsroom debate that we went back and forth about the banana and mayonnaise sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Love it.
Oh, yeah, that's actually good.
I would try that.
Yeah.
You won't try peanut butter and jelly with Velveeta cheese.
No, but there's not many things that don't work with mayonnaise.
I'm not eating the banana and mayonnaise either. No worries. I'm not discriminating. I want one of them.
It's got to be the peanut butter, banana, and mayonnaise. Slightly toasted bread.
That is correct.
I have a few suggestions.
Go ahead.
My own ideas for the ice cream industry.
Oh.
Loose change chocolate. Oh. This is where they take chocolate ice cream and they throw money at it. And that way, every bowl of ice cream you make would have some change in it, and you could, you know,
buy down on a quarter. And,
see?
I'm sure dentists would love it for dental work, but
you can use that change to go and pay for the new tooth that you
need.
Vanilla with pickles. Now, having been through a woman through
Are you pregnant?
What?
Well, that's Jay just said it. Having been through a woman in a pregnancy.
Yeah.
And I had sympathetic pregnancy, but that's another story someday. Yeah. They do get bizarre cravings. So that's one ice cream that kind of solves the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then strawberry with belly button lint.
Ew.
Wait a minute. What did he say?
It just got
just don't know. Listen to him.
Belly button.
I hope we've run out of time.
Belly button lint
is a... And I was like, how on earth did he try to correlate the two?
Belly button lint is a delicacy in the islands in the Pacific.
I bet it is.
I'm not.
I hope it stays there.
Just looking for it.
Sell you the Brooklyn Bridge.
On that point.
Like, how do we wrap this segment up?
Closing
the book. I don't even think we need to try and wrap this up nicely. Cut it right there.
See you guys.
Call Bluebell.
Don't eat any food that Greg has.
Oh my God. I'm actually kind of glad he doesn't bring us food over here now.
No, I know that
whoa, Jay.
That.
I don't want one.
Whoa.
There you go.
Oh my goodness.
No chocolate hash brown casserole for you.
No. Yeah, because there's loose change in the chocolate.
And a hint of lint.
Oh, my God. Way to start off a Monday morning.
It's that hint of lint.
Bye, guys. Man. Hope you have a great day.
The producer's going to kill them.
If there's some reason you want to hear more from Freeman and Elaine.
Producer was freaking.
I would imagine. I think we went way over.
We were wrapped up a minute ahead of time.
That was still worth it.
Yeah.
Well.
All right, tomorrow.
since nobody likes what I contribute, I will sit it out. You guys can have it.
Oh, that was great.
No, it was
that whole thing was great.
They loved it. There was a lot of laughter.
Then why am I feeling...
I don't know.
Because you're weird.
Because you're weird.
That's the funniest thing.
Because you're weird.
That's the funniest thing that's...
Real talk with Rich Thomas.
Yeah, really, because you're weird. Guess I am. All righty, kids. 8:46. We're going to hit the traffic dungeon. Come back with today's Chiba Trash.
Montgomery Skywatch watching the traffic for you this morning, and things look good out on the roadways. We're starting to see some traffic build up around the boulevard, so be careful at the traffic lights. If you're headed into the Air Force bases, there's a little bit of a crunch at the gate, so watch it when you get there. And if you are on the 31s, we don't have any issues for you this morning. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Back to school time.
Off to school, where they'll prepare our little minds for a future we'll never see.
Let's all turn our desks backwards.
Your behavior is atrocious. It needs to change.
Cheating, smoking, peeking in the girls' locker room.
I am not accredited to teach.
I'll take any test.
Yay, learning!
I'm just teaching fools some basic rules.
Don't do drugs. Stay in school.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244. Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Pig Enterprises on South Memorial Drive in Prattville for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
At 6:49, time for the Chiba Trash today. Let's look at the weekend box office. I mentioned that the 4 Disney movies on this list add up to about $1.5 billion in total box office. Lion King did 40 over the weekend. It's up to $430 million. Spider-Man, $360 million after 5 weeks. Toy Story, $410 million. And then Aladdin with $350 million. So Disney has already had the biggest box office year in history for any film studio, and we're only in getting started in August.
And then they got Frozen 2 coming out?
Yeah, good oh no, Lord. They've got Maleficent.
Yeah, Maleficent.
What's that? What?
Maleficent.
What is that about?
It's 2 hours? Yeah, about that. Yeah.
Interesting little...
Star Wars is coming out, too, and that's
right.
Oh, my
God.
Who is on the TV?
All right. Can our listeners see that?
It doesn't stop you guys.
Where are you?
Roll Tide.
Oh, that's different. If that's Alabama football.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's their training, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, what are we? We're, what, 2.5 weeks away?
We're going to have Bob on the afternoon show probably Thursday.
On the afternoon show.
He's not available in the morning. This week. I can wait till next week. I can say
no,
look,
you do you.
You want to talk to your old friend Emily Hayes? She would love to hear from you. An interesting experiment. You know, we have another version of It coming out. And they did a preview, and only actual professional clowns were invited.
Oh.
And this is what they had.
That's interesting.
After their exclusive viewings, here's what clowns have to say about It. Chapter 2.
Pennywise gives clowns a bad name.
I loved his shoes.
He's trying to make children laugh, and they run in horror. It hit too close to home.
Why the heck does a clown live in a sewer?
Because the circus pays peanuts. That's why.
I loved his shoes.
And not even one bottle of seltzer gag.
Pennywise is a hack. Get it?
Load up your car with 35 of your closest friends and see.
Chapter 2. I loved his shoes, though.
Load up your car.
35 of your closest friends.
I'm so excited about all 2 hours and 45 minutes of it.
It seems like a long movie.
If a story is told well, it doesn't matter.
The last one was a little over 2 hours. Didn't even notice that time had passed.
That's where I draw the line, because I'm too antsy as far as in the theater. I just can't sit there.
The mark of a great movie to me is if I start watching it and I don't leave the theater to grab a quick smoke break.
Like Darkest Star.
And Dunkirk.
Dunkirk, yeah.
Movies that we went to see, war movies.
Yeah, we're going to go see Midway.
That's right. Oh, God, I can't wait. I cannot wait for that film.
It was another movie.
So excited for y'all.
I sent a trailer for you, to you guys. 1970. You don't get a lot of World War I films.
The only reason I haven't seen it yet is I was low on battery on my phone when I saw that, and I didn't want to run it out while I was before I could get back to the charger. But that also looks very interesting.
Also coming out in December as well, so... Got a lot of war movies coming up.
Good. A lot of mandates to be had.
That's right. No chicks.
No girls allowed.
Asking silly questions about...
What was the Little Rascals, the mean...
The He-Man Woman Haters Club.
That's it.
Which is pretty much what this show is.
We don't hate women. We're just like annoying little brothers that like to tease you. That's
we
all.
Love the dames.
And their gams.
Jeez.
And their coffee if they make it good.
That's right.
Well, yeah. Let's see. Hang on, I think I have a convoluted intro for Random Facts.
Oh my
gosh. Oh, you got something brewing there?
Why are you still going?
Yeah, but it's lame, so you can interrupt.
No, it's off topic, so I didn't want to...
Let me...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Finish this crap. Dog the Bounty Hunter is on the hunt again. This time it's personal. Somebody broke into a store that he owns in Edgewater, Colorado, and stole priceless personal items belonging to his late wife, Beth.
That's no good.
That's a really... stupid criminal.
Of all people you steal from, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah. Friday morning, he offered forgiveness if the guilty party just turned themselves in within 48 hours. He said he would help them get probation and a job.
Henley record.
That's pretty good.
No, that's a nice offer, but I'm wondering if these are priceless personal items belonging to his late wife, why are they in a store?
Oh, that's a good point. Well, why would they be in a store?
That's the part that is not explained in the story. Mm-hmm. Giselle Bundchen, Gesundheit, wished Tom Brady a happy 42nd birthday, and guess what? He signed a 2-year extension with the Patriots for this season and next. So he can chalk up the next couple of Super Bowls.
End of the second year, he'll be 147.
I know, that's... old. There's a rare baseball card out there because somebody who obviously just had one of those moments in setting up the print for a baseball card for Cleveland Indians pitcher Shane Bieber.
Yeah.
Actually, a few got printed with the name Justin
Bieber. No.
Yes. On the back of the card.
So it's now a collector's item?
It's going to be. And you always wonder about those, you know. Do they do that deliberately?
Right.
Like, remember the Andy Griffith where Andy sells Barney a nickel because the buffalo's pointing the wrong way? It was... Well, you don't probably even remember buffalo nickels, do you? Hobbs and Shaw, which was the number one movie over the weekend with $60 million, has a giant plot hole. But who cares about plot holes?
It's a Fast and the Furious... Nobody was ever studying the plot of a Fast and Furious movie.
Yeah, is this a plot hole joke?
This one I will
I guess.
Table. Let's see. And Ed Sheeran's Divide Tour, now the highest grossing tour of all time, was almost $1 billion in sales. I mean, that's amazing.
Good for him.
I love the way he played along in that movie Yesterday. He was part of. He played himself in that movie.
He also did one concert in Denmark and just came close to $7 million for one show.
Really?
I remember Steve Martin did a very funny bit once. He said, here's my plan. I'm going to get a theater.
I remember this ever.
3,000 seats. I'll charge everybody $100, $3 million, and I'm done. That's it. See you. Doesn't seem like that much now. I'd take it. Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK would love to have the opportunity to restore your vision through a LASIK procedure. And you're in the best possible hands. You've got the most experienced board-certified corneal specialist anywhere with Dr. Swan and Shin. If you'd like to learn more about LASIK online, go to onlinemep.com. Step one for anybody, though, will be to see the refractive surgery counselor. No charge for this visit, and they can answer any questions you have as well. They'll diagnose whether or not, in just a matter of a couple of minutes, too, whether or not LASIK is an option to correct your vision. That number is 272-2020, or again, online, MEP.com for Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. Across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. Fox News is 2 minutes away. Random facts, next up.
Montgomery Sky Watch, watching the traffic for you this morning, and things look good out on the roadways. We're starting to see some traffic build up around the boulevard, so be careful at the traffic lights. If you're headed into the Air Force bases, there's a little bit of a crunch at the gate, so watch it when you get there. And if you are on the 31s, we don't have any issues for you this morning. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24/7, anywhere.